Hi, this is Ed Garza, the head volleyball coach at Austin College Kangaroos, and you're listening to the 2010 Volleyball Media Day.
You're here joined back again for the 2010 SCAC Volleyball Media Days. I'm joined today by Austin College head women's volleyball coach Ed Garza. Last year, Austin College Kangaroos finished the 09 season with a record of 28-12, 9-6 in the SCAC. And coach, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Coach, first of all, I just want to ask you, you arrived back on the campus of Austin College back in 96 of August, 1996, to become the fifth all-time volleyball coach at Austin College. It's now August of 2010. Just sort of take me through your thoughts heading into to yet another season of Austin College volleyball.
Well, like any other season, I'm always excited, you know, to start of the season because, you know, things are fresh, everybody's excited to come back, and, you know, everybody's right now, everybody has the same record. We're all tied right now, so, you know, in the conference, so it brings excitement for everybody. Everybody has a chance, and that's why, you know, it's always fun in August. Everybody's ready to start all over again.
Coach, as I mentioned last year, Austin College finished 28-12, 9-6 on the year, with a fifth place finish at the SCAC volleyball tournament, wrapping up last year's season. Just talk about what the success of last year's season, how that parlayed into the off-season workouts, and how you guys have taken that success and moved forward, and hopefully gained some confidence from that.
Well, we gained a lot of confidence last year because we had a lot of kids that didn't play the position last year. It was their first time to play. My two medals, for example, were both first-year medals. And the best thing about both of them are returning back. And, you know, and of course, my outside and right sides were both first-year. My right side was also first-year. My libero was a first-year. So I had a lot of firsts last year. You know, we had some injuries before the season started, you know, that caused us to make these changes. And, you know, the girls got a lot of valuable experience. And, you know, we had some matches that we went five with certain teams that in the conference that did very well in the national tournament. So we were very excited about how that turned out. You know, of course, everybody always wants to do better than we did. And, you know, that's the thing that carried the girls on into the spring season. They know that we were going to be a lot stronger if they took the time to train and practice. So, you know, they did a very good job in the spring, the few times we were allowed to have them. So it worked out very well. We're pretty pleased with what we had coming back and also what the freshman's going to bring in, the freshman class.
Well, you mentioned people coming back and those middle blockers. Jessica Fleming, obviously one of the stars in your lineup last year, middle blocker, AVCA, honorable mention, All-South, NCAA Division III leader in blocks, averaging 1.7 blocks per set. Just talk about her outstanding play last year as an individual and what you can expect from her returning and being a leader on this team this season.
Well, Jessica was a very nice surprise for us last year. I knew she was going to be a great player. I just didn't expect her to start coming up so soon as a sophomore. She had a couple of girls to follow her freshman year, and she was performing really well. And now that she's going to be a junior, we're going to definitely look into her for leadership. You know, she's gotten a little bit stronger, and you know, she gained a lot of confidence. She felt, you know, a lot more secure in her role as a middle blocker. You know, we do have three freshmen that are going to be pushing her, so that's going to be kind of nice, you know, coming in. So that's, you know, it's always going to keep her alert and keep her strong and fresh. And, you know, she's just enjoyed the game. It was a fun season for her. You know, she had not to deal with any issues at all. So, you know, she stayed healthy. And, you know, during the spring, she gained a little more strength. So that was great.
Another key returner for the Roos this year, Coach, is Jordan Anderson. She's a third-team All-SCAC selection a year ago and will be a senior. Talk about, as a head coach, the luxury of having a senior leader like that return after having so much experience previously in her career.
It's kind of nice because, you know, Jordan last year became the captain, team captain, and her returning as a team captain, she's more comfortable in her role. It was, like I said, it was sort of a learning experience for her last year to learn to be the captain, and you know, she didn't want to step on people's toes and all that, and she's gotten a lot more confident and has gotten a little bit more assertive, and she's, you know, she's going to be a great leader for us this year. You know, she did set for us her freshman year some, and especially the NCAA tournament and all that, and she's experienced all that, and she wants to get that experience again, you know, before she leaves. And, you know, she's had a good spring, and she stayed healthy, and those are some of the issues that last year we weren't as healthy as we wanted to be, and you know, it's kind of nice that I haven't heard anybody being injured or anything or hurt, so it's kind of nice that the kids are ready to come into camp and fall, you know,
Again, you're
a great leader for us. Her and the other senior, Jenna Wilson, will be the two captains again. So it's going to be nice to have them returning as captains.
Again, you're listening to the 2010 SCAC Volleyball Media Days, and I'm joined by Austin College head women's volleyball coach Ed Garza. And coach, the SCAC presents arguably the toughest volleyball conference in Division III. We had two teams advance the Elite Eight just a year ago. What have you seen as you've gained more experience in the SCAC coming from the American Southwest has been the biggest challenge this league presents, whether it's the travel, the competition, just the day-in, day-out grind that this league presents?
Well, I think this league makes us stronger as the more the competition is so good that we, when we go outside of our conference and play, you know, we present ourselves really well. We like you said, the two teams that went to the NCAA tournament in the Final Eight last year, I believe one of them was ranked, predicted to win it this year. In fact, in one of the volleyball magazines that I saw recently. And, you know, when you have that kind of experience, you know, my kids always strive to be better. They know that we're in a conference that's going to be tough. And, you know, with the travel and all that, I mean, the conference has made it very, very good for us to travel. We don't miss as much classes. So, you know, our kids don't have that kind of stress. You know, they only miss a couple of Fridays in the whole season, and that works out really well for our athletes. And so, you know, the competition, you have to set, you know, just no easy match anymore, or not that I ever knew there was, but, you know, everybody comes to beat you. I mean, I've seen teams that were usually, that didn't finish very well in our conference, take the top team or the second team in our conference or third team in conference to five, you know. So, you know, you just can't take anybody lightly, and that's the great thing. You know, when you go out of our conference, you know, you're prepared to represent the conference really well, and I think that's one of the luxuries that we have. You know, just the strength of our schedule makes us a lot better volleyball programs throughout the state of Texas and all the other states around near us.
Coach, last season, Austin College got off to a wonderful start on the volleyball year. You guys won 19 of your first 22 to start the 2009 season, but I know you didn't finish out the season the way you wanted to, going 9-9 of your last 18 matches, and I know part of that has to do with the difficulty of this conference, but as you look back over last year, and you guys had time to practice some in spring, and you head to fall camp, what do you think is going to be the one or two key things that you need to do to be able to finish out the season the way you'd like to in 2010?
If we can stay healthy, and that looks like the case this year, keeping the kids healthy and injury-free will be a big success to our program. The freshmen, you know, we're going to have quite a few matches before we get into the conference. A couple of those freshmen are going to have to mature pretty quickly and step up. And, you know, coming from high school to college, it's a big jump for a lot of kids, and some kids sometimes have difficulty adjusting to that, but hopefully the freshman class will step up, and we can look forward to having them do certain things, because there's a couple of key players that we made a couple of changes in our lineup, and it's going to really help us a lot.
Coach, you mentioned the freshmen. I know one of the exciting things that each August and each fall camp brings to head coaches is the new class, the new freshman class that you've been able to go out and recruit. Talk a little about this freshman group coming in, and if you think they're really going to have a chance. I know you talked about it a little bit, but to make an impact on this team and hopefully carry the Ruse to a successful 2010.
Yes, well, the freshman class, they all bring different diversity to the program, you know, strength, quickness, and experiences. And, you know, to be able to have three freshmen play for one position is, you know, that we really need. We needed that experience. We need more of the depth. That's going to be what's going to help a lot. We didn't have much depth last year. It's kind of hard when you move a right side to the middle, and then, you know, and she has to play in the middle, and she did a good job. But her position was really the outside, and she's more comfortable in that position. And she stepped up for us, but now she gets to go back to her right side. And, of course, one of the freshmen, you know, when you have three freshmen fighting for that position, you know, you get a lot of choices. One has a bad match or a set or a game, you can pull them out and then get the other one in there. And it's going to be nice to be able to have that kind of luxury, you know, take out some of the starters with the young and let some of the younger kids play, because outside of our conference, the competition is not as strong as it is in our conference. And, you know, you get to play some kids, so it works out really nice.
Finally, Coach, as you head into fall camp, just sort of what is the one key thing that you're going to be really honing in on your girls and your team that you think they really need to focus on in order to be prepared to start this 2010 season?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure. sure yet, because I'm waiting to see how they're going to come in. You know, I know that there's certain standards that I have for them, certain things I expect from upperclassmen. I already know that, you know, that they know that they have to do certain things in order to be successful. And more than anything, I guess it's going to be, you know, to unite as a group, to be play as a team. And, you know, you always want to have that. And, of course, most of my teams have done that over the years. It's just, you know, every year is a new year. And, you know, this year it's kind of even a little bit more exciting because I have so much I have all kids returning on my lineup pretty much except for one. So I'm pretty excited about that. It started for me last year, they're returning. So it's going to be fun to see that competition going on, plus the freshman class pushing some of these kids. And it's going to be fun to watch that.
Austin College head women's volleyball coach Ed Garza, again, the Roos, open up their 2010 campaign September 1st at home against the University of Texas. Tyler and Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck heading forward with the rest of the season.
Thank you, Russell. You have a good day.